Enjoy a deeper relationship. 10 steps.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, oh yeah, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. I want to share with you today on Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day as we record this. I'm going to share with you 10 action steps that you can take right now to take your relationship from wherever it's at and make it deeper and more profound. Look at, money is great. I love money. Money's wonderful. Having a big home is nice. Having a nice car is fun. Taking vacations, that's great. But nothing is more important than love. Before I share these 10 secrets with you, I want to share a true story of my late Uncle Mac. Uncle Mac and his wife were very, very close. They were both school teachers. They didn't have a lot of money. They were broke most of the time. They had a small house, a small savings, a few assets, and his wife had a stroke, and she was taken to the hospital. Now, most people would sit in the waiting room or sit in the patient's room. They might go in and out. They would ask the doctor, "How is my wife doing?" And that's how most of us would handle it, but not Uncle Mac. Uncle Mac spent the entire night from early evening till morning on his knees next to her bed. He knew that she was going to be okay. He trusted the universe. He trusted God that the love of his life would live. And he told God, he said, "If I live, I will sell my home. I will get rid of all my assets. I will donate them to charities and to the church. And I will just take care of her. And we will live from spot to spot, sharing this miracle." Well, he's been dead for many years, but he's still sharing the miracle through me. The next morning, she woke up and she had a craving for ice cream and a smile on her face. Now, the doctors were giving her a very little chance of survival. She had a massive stroke, but for some reason, she was healed. For some reason, she could sit up. For some reason, she could walk. And when he told her, "We're going to sell everything and we're just going to move from one home to the next within the church community, and we're going to share the good news," she was elated. You see, they didn't have a lot to begin with, but even what little they had, they were willing to give up because love was more important. Nobody sitting on their deathbed or lying on their deathbed, not too many people sit on their deathbed. Nobody lying on their deathbed ever says, "I wish I would have made more money," or "I wish I would have bought another car." Nobody. But people talk about love. People talk about family. People talk about opportunities missed. And those opportunities missed surround love. They surround family. They surround close friends. So on this Valentine's Day, I urge you, or whenever you're listening to it, of course, I urge you to invest first and foremost in love. Love is what really matters. Okay, number one, be in the now. You know, I go into restaurants, and I've been in many restaurants, and I'm guilty of it, trust me, and I don't like it. But I see couples sitting at a restaurant at the table, and they're both looking down at their screens. They're looking at their screens. Or I might see an older couple, and he's got the paper up, and she's sitting there alone. And with a younger couple, they may stop, put down their screen long enough to scold their child, and then they put their screen right back in their face. That's not how you build a relationship. Two people do not go out on a first date and spend the entire date looking at their screens. They want to get to know each other. If you think you know your wife or you think you know your husband, you're absolutely wrong. Your husband doesn't know who he is. I mean, there's only about 10%, but stuff from the subconscious is coming up all the time. New things, new ideas, new hopes, new dreams, new thoughts, new feelings. And those need to be explored together. Every day you are a new couple, starting a new relationship, falling in love again. And if you take each other for granted, and you're living in the future or living in the past, or yeah, I'm thinking about the mistake you made 10 years ago, or I'm worried about what I'm going to do 10 years from now. If you're doing all that, you're not giving your heart and soul to the one you love. Be in the now. Number two, limit distractions. So when you go into a restaurant, or if it's a special day, or the weekend, turn off your cell phone. I turn mine off now. I used to get clients, I love my clients. Understand that. They are special. I care about them. But I have a life too. And they used to call me morning, noon, and night. So I'd be talking with my wife. We'd be out to dinner. I'd be taking a client call. No more. If it's an emergency, dial 911. It'll wait till Monday. Okay? So that's how I do it now. And I didn't always do that. Limit your distractions. Turn off the TV when you eat dinner. Sit down together as a family. Bow your heads with gratitude and love. Hold hands. Be present. Limit distractions. Number three, share your positive beliefs. You have new beliefs developing all the time about where you should live, what kind of work we should do, what we should invest in, where we should take our vacation. What are your beliefs? There's no need to share your negative beliefs. You're responsible for diminishing those. They don't serve your relationship. They don't serve your marriage. But focus on positive beliefs and share them openly and encourage your partner to share them openly as well.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Listen like you really care, because you better. What your wife or husband says to you is important. The tone of voice, the body gesture, it's all important. And if they are going through something, you better be there. Stop just going, while you're looking at your screen. Okay? Put the screen down, turn it off, and listen. Don't talk. Don't have an answer for everything. Understand their pain. I know when Rachel is expressing pain about something in her life, whether it's in our relationship or her family or our career or something, and it could be any number of things, I will listen to her. And then when she's done, before I speak, I will quietly in my mind say the Ho'oponopono prayer. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I say that in my mind, and then I will say it throughout the day. You know, everybody goes through tough times in life, and you need somebody there to listen to you. That's what your job is as a lover, as a husband, as a wife, listening. Be authentic. Be the real you. Look, you can put on a show for the world, but for the one you love, be real, because you can't hold up a facade forever. So if you're in the dating stage and you're listening to this, be as real as you can, because that's the person you're going to be after the two of you get married and move on with your life. Okay? Be real. Live your words. Oh, that's so important. If you are talking about certain values, certain beliefs, then live them. Let your words and your actions match each other so that you have a sense of integration between what you say, what you feel, and what you do. Everything moves in harmony. That makes you predictable and makes you understandable, but it also makes you honest. And ultimately, the majority of relationships that I work with at some point deal with dishonesty, whether it's an affair, whether it's holding back emotions for years, any number of things. There's some dishonesty involved. Be honest. Let your words match your actions. Well, communicate feelings on a regular basis. Don't wait for an argument. Don't wait for one special day. Oh, it's Valentine's Day. Today I'm going to communicate my feelings. I'm actually going to tell her I love her, or I'm going to tell him I love him. Don't do that. Do it every day. I'm not saying you have to be gushy. I'm not saying you have to be mushy. All I'm saying is communicate your feelings openly and honestly and clearly. Resolve conflicts quickly. When there's a conflict, don't let it just be in the background of your relationship, because it's attracting what you don't want in your relationship. So resolve the conflict and move on. I think this is important. Keep commitments. Keep them. You know, one of the exercises I do with some of my clients is I do a trust-building exercise. If, for example, the individual's wife doesn't trust him because he broke trust, he lied, he got caught, then I have him make small, almost insignificant promises, and use the word promise. I promise I'm going to stop by the store and pick up that quart of milk you asked for. But he doesn't just say, oh, okay, I'll do that. He says, I promise. And then he does it. And what happens is, after a period of time, the more times that you promise you're going to do something and you keep your word, the more trust you build. And trust me, when the trust bank account gets low, nothing works in a relationship. Did you hear what I just said? When the trust bank account gets low, not a damn thing is going to work in your relationship. You have to have a high level of trust. And don't assume that you have trust, because you may not. Build trust through small promises, commitments, and then keep your word. Well, above all else, cherish your relationship. If you're in a new relationship, please delete all the old boyfriends or girlfriends off your phone. Get rid of all your old love letters. If this is the love of your life, if you've moved into a new dimension with someone, I'm not talking about just you're dating somebody, but I'm talking about this is the one, then let's clean and clear the past as if it didn't exist. Okay? You don't need even reminders of the past, good or bad. You need to move on in the present and the future with the one you love. I feel an incredible amount of love in my audience. I get calls. I know how deeply you love. We believe that you deserve the money that you desire and the love that you crave. If you're going through something right now and you're having challenges in your marriage or your relationship, and it's been a serious relationship. We don't just deal with boyfriend-girlfriend stuff. That isn't where our focus is at. But if you had a serious relationship and you're having some troubles, we can teach you how to put the law of attraction to work for you to save that relationship, to make it new again, and to make it better than ever before. I mean that. Okay, you have a wonderful day now. Thanks for listening. And be sure and share this podcast with your friends, family, social media, whatever works for you, okay? We're just so humble that you do share it. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
There is one difference between peak performers and those who just settle for seconds, thirds, or worse. This one difference is the edge between those who attract the life they desire and those who struggle and never seem to obtain what they desire. The difference is
confidence. Now you can unlock the door to a life of confidence, power, and magnetism. You can obtain a promotion, talk to anyone anywhere, make more money, be a compelling public speaker, meet and attract the opposite sex, build your own company, enjoy the popularity you deserve. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and download your copy of the first new audio program release of 2016 from Robert Zink. Empower yourself with a life-changing program, Building Confidence, Personal Power and Magnetism by Robert Zink. In this program, you will experience 24 confidence-building techniques, the Miracle Hypnotic Confidence Accelerator, and the 2-Minute Daily Confidence Claiming Exercise. Get your instantly downloadable copy of the audio program, Building Confidence, Personal Power, and Magnetism, now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. It will change your life.